Morning, Josh.
Morning, boys.
What did you make of that grand final, mate?
Oh, geez, what a demolition. It was, Nathan Cleary said after the game, it's probably the most all-round game they've played as a team, and yeah, I'd have to agree with him. It was dead set. You know, the thing for me, I don't think Parra done too much wrong, to be completely honest. Penrith were just unreal, and I think a guy that hasn't got a lot of raps that I really had a blinder, probably his best game I've ever seen him play, was Liam Martin. He constantly just poked his head through, which generated some really quick rucks and play the balls for Penrith, which helped him just play off the front foot, boys. So, and then you got the likes of Brian To'o, just decided to, you know, run for 300 in a grand final, which is like, how do you stop it? You honestly can't. So, yeah, it was a great performance. I think Parra might have been a little bit gun shy. You know, the occasion might have got the best of him, but at the same time, you know, they had a crack. But gee, they just faced a red hot Penrith team that day.
Yeah, Josh, I was going to ask, is this one of those situations where you just got to pay credit to Penrith? Like, is there or was there anything more Parra could have done? Could have they started more aggressive? Could have they tried more things? Did they make too many errors in that first half? Or is it just Penrith were just at their absolute best on that given day?
Yeah, it was Clarky, mate. It was... You know what, and Loz will back me up here. As a half, field position-wise, Parramatta had absolutely none in that first half. They were just playing off the back foot. You know, you want to get into the game. You know, Mitch Moses and Dylan Brown would have been going, oh, what's going on here? I've got to do something. They actually tried something on, I think it was first or second tackle, that little grubber kick, and it nearly worked for them. So they did, you know, they did have a crack, but in saying that, Penrith just strangled them. They were just, everything they were doing, you know, I think Mitch Kenny started, he was flying out of the line, his line speed was unbelievable. Coruscant comes on, no one skips a beat. His first touch, he sets up a repeat set. So I just think they were on, and when a team like that is on, they're very, very hard to stop. And you got guys like Moses Leota, who had, you know, probably his best game I've ever seen him play in a Penrith jersey. Just, I suppose the talk was about Campbell Gillard and Paulo having to step up and really, you know, get their team on the front foot. But he didn't want anything to do with that, and he was exceptional. So yeah, you got to take your hat off to Penrith.
Yeah, no, they were fantastic, and you're right with field position, Grubby. They just, you know, couldn't get out of their own half. And you know, they probably wanted to play an expansive brand of football, but in the back of their mind, they were thinking, gee, if we turn the ball over here, we're in big trouble. So they just tried to get to their kick, and they were just too good. Talking about getting to their kicks, though, Dylan Edwards, what a performance from him at the back.
Tell me how he doesn't get in that Aussie squad, Loz, honestly. Like, I don't care. Even if he's got to be somewhere.
Yeah, the issue.
Yeah, Loz.
Well, the issue is his versatility. Because he's not going to play football.
Actually, that wasn't a dig, by the way.
No.
That was an honest question. So.
No, a lot of people have asked. It's a fair question.
I forgot.
It is a fair question, because on his performances the last couple of weeks, he deserves to be an Australian team. You know, he would not look out of place. But when you're picking a 24-man squad, and you've got guys like Latrell Mitchell, Valentine Holmes, Cam Munster, who can go back and play fullback, and he's not your genuine number one starting fullback. And we just thought that with these other players, having the versatility, you can mix and match your team if something did happen to Tedesco. And that's the reason why he missed out. That's the only reason he missed out. But if you could take, you know, two genuine fullbacks away, yeah, of course he would have been. But with only a 24-man squad, it just worked against him.
Those Australian selectors got no idea, do they, Grubb? Oh, they know.
What about my truck reverse then?
Oh yeah, I'll tell you what, you did reverse well.
Like, you know, when I was sort of just sitting there, like as I said it, I was just I remember talking to you about it, and I thought in my head, what are you doing here?
But no, it's a fair question. My mates have asked me all the same thing. But I tell you what, his performances the last 2 years have been exceptional, you know. And look, if we could have found a spot for him, we would have loved to. I think we all agree that the way he handles himself, conducts himself both on and off the field, he's a terrific ambassador for the game, terrific ambassador for Penrith, you know. He's very unassuming. He deflects attention. He's always giving credit to others. And he's a very selfless player. What you see him do off the field is what he does on the field. It's always about the team. It's always about others. And you'd love to have a team full of Dylan Edwardses.
Yeah, definitely agree.
Grubby, what did you make of the celebrations, mate, after the game? A lot's been made of that, and you've been a part of some successful teams. Was it appropriate? Should it be done behind closed doors? What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I think that's got to happen, Clarkey. Every time we didn't get to win a grand final, but at the same time, we were always behind closed doors. But at the same time, look, people have just got to realise that times have changed. And look, myself, would I have done some of the things that the boys would have done? Probably not. But at the same time, you know, they've won the comp. They just got to let them let their hair down. You know, I've seen a few articles and things saying this is a disgrace and they've got to change. Like, I don't think it's a disgrace. You know, I just think I think Penrith at the moment, and, you know, credit to them, they're in their own little bubble there in Penrith. They're pretty much doing whatever they want. Yeah. And, you know, they're winning competitions, so... Yeah, I probably thought the best thing. I just a chat to me mate yesterday, just saying they should have just went somewhere, went far away, you know, because there's always going to be the journos there trying to get little snippets of them. I think every single player's done something wrong, apparently in these grand final celebrations. But yeah, they're just a side that's having fun. They don't really care what anyone thinks of them, and you know, if they keep winning comps, what can you say to them?
What did you make, Josh, of Ryan Madison has accepted to basically be banned for 3 matches instead of a $4,000 fine for his a crusher tackle. He's had more than one suspension or at least charges on this over the course of the year. So this was on Dylan Edwards. So he wants the fine system to go, but he's copped some criticism for deciding, well, I'm not going to pay this fine. I'm actually going to serve a 3-match suspension. So it's been an interesting call, yeah.
Oh, Matto, what are you doing?
Is he that big a tight ass?
Oh, Clarky, mate, you know what? I'm good mates with Matto. We had a good relationship there at the Tigers, but geez, I don't know how he's going to...
or 3 games.
Well, he and Jerome Luai have got in a bit of a stink on social media as well, because Madison made the comments, well, considering Jerome Luai is kicking players... for that, you know, perceived kick on. Well, he put a little bit of a boot into Isaiah Papali'i, it looked like, at least in the grand final. Anyway, he goes on to say, considering, Luai is kicking players and he didn't get cited, it makes you think where this game is heading. Where is this game heading? Sorry. And he goes on to say, I think 4,000 is pretty hefty considering he's already played nearly 4,000 in fines this year for things that are absurd. At the end of the day, he says he's got personal things to worry about outside of rugby league. Didn't think it was warranted. And if you do something wrong at work, they don't take money off you. Well, they do in cricket, don't they, Clarkie?
What? What? Dude, you got how many? 3 games? 4 games? How many games? Yeah, three games.
You got 3 games.
Or $4,000.
And he took the 4,000. The 3 games instead of the $4,000.
Mate, I'm telling you now, champion, if you don't play, you're not making a dollar. To me, that was how you make your money. You go, you got to bat, you got to make runs, you got to take catches, you got to get wickets, then you get your contract. Then you get your ambassador deals. If you're not on the park, you can't make money.
I'll tell you what, though.
I don't get that.
I think it was a bit steep, though, in terms of 3 matches.
Yeah, 3 matches is steep, Loss. $4,000 is not steep.
No, but
Hey, yeah, come on, Clark. Give me something, mate.
Mate, how much money is he making?
But just with the way the tackle unfolded, Dylan Edwards backs into him, and he's using his legs to keep pushing forward. And Ryan Madison, what's he supposed to do in that situation?
Yeah, it's an awkward one,
but it's the man with the football, he contributes to the outcome of the tackle, in my opinion, because he turns, he backs into him, he's got his legs continually moving, he's on that angle, Madison's trying to stop him, so Madison's weight's coming forward to try and stop him, and once he's got his chest on his head, what are you supposed to do?
Okay, Loz, so let's say he gets one game suspension. So you miss one game or you got the option to pay $4,000. What are you doing? I know what I'm doing. I'm paying the $4,000 every day of the week so I can get out there and play with my team.
Yeah, and
most people would agree with that. Mm-hmm. But what I'm saying and sticking up for Ryan here in parts of what he said was I don't think – I would have fought it.
Is he going to fight it? Is he Middo, has he said anything about fighting it?
No,
or is
I think he's just accepted.
Yeah, okay.
I think he's just accepted the 3 weeks.
The 3 weeks, sorry. Mm. Yeah.
But for me, when I watched that on the night, I'm thinking, oh, well, that's a penalty, but not his fault. Mm. And again, I'm all for protecting the head of the players. But
what
sometimes
about the club, though,
accidents.
Loz? What does the club, like, what does your club think? You're going to miss such an important player. You're going to miss 3 games. Should he not be having that combo? If money, again, you know what? Maybe I don't know his current situation. Maybe there's...
Yeah, mate, I don't know how the
club... Can the club help him there?
I don't know. No, I think it comes out of your wages.
Has to come out of your own player's wages, Clarky. Yeah. Has to.
But I never had that system when I was playing. But I don't know, Grubb. You might be able to fill us in here. Do the club sort of guide you on what you should do and... say, well, you know, accept the fine, or can they put pressure on you to accept the financial punishment and continue to play? Like, if that was a grand final next week, he would have played the fourth.
Yeah, that's a good
one.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I'm the same, Loz. I was never around where you could pay the fines. Otherwise, I would have done me back. <my, laughs>
You wouldn't have had any money when you finished.
I would have been another fine. I could just imagine Alan Thompson, our old manager, going, here you go, Grub. Another fine, mate. Yeah, oh, but I agree with you, Loz. I don't think it was worth that much, but you got to pay it, mate. Come on, mate. You're on, as you said.
Like when you lose a point for speeding. I'll pay the fine any day of the week. Don't take my points. I haven't got enough to lose.
How many coffees is that, Clark? How many coffees has he got to buy the boys next season?
Like, I just can't imagine you sitting there watching your teammates go about their work, run onto the field, because you're not willing to spend $4,000 to be out there with them. When you've got the option. If you haven't got the option, different story. Mm. I could not imagine any of my teammates making that call.
I don't think we've seen this under
this
system yet.
Oh, there's a lot of blokes I play with that are tight.
Don't want to name and shame them.
Mate.
No, I don't think Lazo would pay.
Desi Hasler wouldn't be paying, I guarantee it.
How are the Bulldogs... have you seen many of the players at all yet? Have you met a few that you don't know around the traps there, Josh? Or everyone's still pretty much out doing their own thing?
Yeah, no, I haven't, Middo. I've sort of just been doing my own thing as well, trying not to get too excited and show up there every day 6 weeks early before preseason. But, to be honest, I'm actually a little bit nervous, you know, because I don't really know a lot of the boys there. So, yeah, it's going to be nice to meet some of the new boys, some of the young boys. I think I'm going to go in a couple of weeks. Actually, they're starting to roll through a couple of the young boys. So I might head in there then, mate, and, get a bit of a feel for the place, because I think they're doing a little bit of works to it as well. So just to make sure it's all ready before November 7 when we kick off pre-season.
How important do you think it was for the Dragons to re-sign Benny Hunt, Grubby?
Yeah, massive, Loz. They couldn't have let him go. Like, the season he had, was the best he's had for me. And for the Dragons going forward, I think they need to, you know, possibly put some players around him that'll help him, get them into that top eight that that everyone wants to get into. But... yeah, I always felt he was, you know, he was going to stay. At the same time, though, I'm sure there was a lot of clubs circling, because I know there's you know, it is tough to get a good halfback these days. And you know, even when there's a young guy coming through, as a halfback, Loz, it's hard to, you know, to just throw him in and say, look, you're a halfback of our, you know, association. So, yeah, I think he's a great player. I actually love it for Benny Hunt himself, because he's had a couple of really bad years where, you know, everyone was into him. You know, he wasn't good enough and he should go to hooker, this and that. But, yeah, he signed another 2-year deal, and, you know, I think it's the best possible outcome for him and the Dragons.
Have a great day, champion. We'll chat soon.
Thanks, boys.